The 44th Kenyan Torah is part of a pair. The first one is Lomed Aminat Lilameh, the person who learns Torah in order to teach it to others. And number 45 is a person who learns Torah Halomed Aminat Laasot, in order to do. We'll talk about number 44 right now. Halomed Aminat Lilameh, a person who learns Torah with the intention to teach it eventually, is Zoche to be Kone Torah, because teaching facilitates preservation. Torato mitkayemet and Torato mitbarechet. His Torah lasts and his Torah is blessed. The Gemara in Erevin says, a person who makes himself like an arugat habosem, a bed of spices, who is always trampled upon, such an anav, and hakol mitibasemim ba, everybody perfumes himself from it, and his Torah will endure. And if not, then his Torah will not endure. Galia Masechta, the Gemara says later, HaBnei Yehuda, where Galia Masechta, and therefore their Torah endured, was that they were people who revealed their Torah, they shared it with others. It's similar, says the Midrash Shemuel, to what we know from the Gemara Vakama, that a person who davens for his fellow will be answered first. So too, if we teach others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will teach us first. The Mishnah says, in Avot, HaLomed Aminat, Lilamed, a person who learns in order to teach, speaking biado, lilmod ulamed, you'll be blessed min hashamayim, to be able to learn and to teach. And practically speaking, it enables him to understand the Torah better, because it's an opportunity to review and then get checked. He has preparation time, he has to clarify him for himself, all of those classic things. And teaching constantly means constant review. He'll have Talmidim, and he'll have Shefa min HaShamayim. In addition to what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that a Talmid Chacham is like a bottle of perfume, that when he's open, then his smell wafts. And if he's closed, then it doesn't. So the Gemara says, his smell wafts, and secrets are revealed to him. Whereas if he's closed, if he doesn't teach his Torah, he doesn't share the Torah with other people, he doesn't share the wealth, then it's not going to go any further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not add more to it for him, won't reveal more to him. The Maharal adds that just like the Torah was given to be taught for free, so too we have to understand that the Torah is not ours to keep. It was meant to be taught. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to us to keep it on the inside. The Ikar of the Torah is to teach it to others. In a general sense, teaching Torah to others is part of Zikui HaRabim, to enable the general public to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help them do Teshuvah and to grow in their Torah learning. And the sachar of the mizaker rabim is greater than anything else. The Gemara says, "Hon ve'osher be'beito v'tzidkado omed la'ad." Rav says that pasuk of wealth in a person's home and tzidkut that lasts forever is about a person who teaches others, or he buys svarim and lends them out. So that either way, the Torah proliferates amongst the people. Rav Avadia certainly fit the bill as a mizaker rabim who went around in Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, in abject poverty for decades, teaching Torah by Mesirut Nefesh. And then when he was older, going around to giving shiurim all over the country, left and right, all throughout the night. The Eglei Tal points out how just like HaMachdir HaRabim Gadol Avono Minesso, a person who causes the public to stumble and to violate an Avera, his iniquity is too difficult to bear, too great to bear, so too a Mizakeh HaRabim, the zechut of a person who is mizakeh, the community, is so great that he cannot bear. And we're all obligated to do this. We're all obligated to take of our time to teach others. The Maharashtam says, we have a halakha of lo tamur adam reyecha, a person cannot watch his friend's blood be spilt, he has to save his friend's life. So too, you have to take his care of his neshama. You have to save his life. Rav Avadia used to always encourage the avrichim to go out and to teach. And that's what he did also. To take some of your time every single night, the Igrot Moshe of Moshe Feinstein has a well-known idea that just like a person must give tzedakah, a tenth of his money, he also has to give a tenth of his time to teach Torah berabim. And even though it comes at a cost to his Torah learning, as long as it's not going to make him poor, it's not going to come at the cost of all of his Torah learning, even if it seems difficult to commit so much time to go out every night or a few nights a week and teach Torah berabim, if we think it's hard, Rav Avadia certainly thought it was much harder, and he still did it. In the Hakdama to Tahara Habayit, Volume 2, he tells a story himself, he wrote himself and published himself, of how he was really feeling the difficulty of making so many public appearances. It was taking a toll on his learning. He and Rav Yehuda Tzadka used to go out and make so many public shiurim, to be mizakeh the rabbim and mikarev people, he was considering reducing his activities, and he had a dream. In this dream, a saintly figure came to him to visit him, none other than the Ben Ish Chai, whose face was radiating as he walked into Rav Avadia's study. The Ben Ish Chai picked up one of the Svarim, looked through it, and said, "Very good." Then he asked Rav Avadia a question. "Do you continue to make public appearances, being Doresh, Torah, and Musar?" So Rav Avadia said, "Yes, me and Rav Yehuda Tzadka, we go out all the time, but it's disturbing my writing." So the Ben Ish Chai responded, "Good. Keep doing both. Hashem appreciates both of them that you're doing. Every Baal Teshuvah is another world that you're saving." Rav Avadia continued going out and out and out to be Marbitz Torah more and more because of that dream. There's a similar story recorded in Magid Meisharim with Rabbi Yosef Karo as well. The idea is that even if it comes at a slight cost to one's Torah learning, Rav Avadia wanted to write more Svarim. As long as it's not preventing one from learning Torah altogether, the Gemara Kiddushin says, if it's either me or my son, I come first, so then that's okay. Adam na'amal yulad, a person was created for amel, to toil, with roshei tevot, lilmod amenat lelamed, Rav Avadia used to say, to learn to teach, that's what we have to do. And there's a haftacha, Rav Shlomo Alkavetz used to say, that we won't lose what we learn because we're out teaching, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make up for it. And even though there are public responsibilities, Rav Avadia once noted to his son-in-law, Rav Mordechai Toledano, how Rav Chaim Falaji wrote 70 Svarim. Rav Chaim Falaji lived in Izmir in Turkey a few centuries ago, and he was one of the greatest Geonim of his time, and he wrote 70 Svarim. So Rav Avadia said that's only because he didn't have any communal responsibilities. I do, so I can't do that. Whereas Rav Chaim Falaji had wealthy supporters in Turkey who would tell him to sit and learn and will pay for everything, and who waited in line to sponsor a sefer, Rav Avadia had to be Rav Roshid Israel and take care of the people. So he only put out 54 Svarim in his lifetime. That's his role as a mezakeh, Rabbi, a person who's mod al menat lelameh, to teach others. Rav Asher Weiss once went to Rav Avadia for a beracha with Rav Avadia Yosef Toledano. There's a video of this on YouTube, you can watch it. And Rav Avadia turns to Rav Asher Weiss and says, "You should run to be Rav HaRoshi of Yerushalayim." So Rav Asher Weiss said, "No. What do you mean? I'm a Rosh Kolel, I'm a Rosh Yeshiva, I'm a Rav, I'm a Dayan, I'm a Beitin. If I also become Rav HaRoshi Yerushalayim, what's going to happen to my Torah learning?" So Rav Avadia pauses and then looks at him. He's like, "You think I didn't learn while I was a Rav HaRoshi?" Rav Asher Weiss said, no, you're Rav Avadia, you're different. No one's like you. All in all, if we want to be Kone Torah, we have to take this to heart. Those of us who are already there have to make the time to teach others in public, and those of us who are not have to learn with that in mind, with that goal in mind of being able to take public responsibilities to learn and with the public and to teach the public. And we shouldn't be concerned that it'll come out of our learning time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us back more than we had spent putting into it. Be'ezat Hashem. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'amen.